a website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where the teams have changed sides and the second quarter is about to begin. The Evergreens have the ball at the 41-yard line, second and eight, trailing 3-0. Design rollout. Ostrowski looks to pass, throws to the flat, almost intercepted. Was looking for Hallenbeck, and that pattern was almost jumped by Michael Cambray, a senior defensive back. And here comes third and eight. Again, Hallenbeck was a favorite target, so I would imagine opponents know that. Hallenbeck had 9 of the Evergreens' 10 receptions a week ago. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you're with us for Week 3 high school football. Second game of our doubleheader is Wausau East at Mosinee. That one's going to be a competitive one. Evergreens are hanging tough against Appleton North. Both of these teams 1-1 on the season. Third down for the Evergreens, 3rd and 8. Put Ty Strelo across the field, 3 on the near side. Now Ostrowski's got good protection, throws to one-on-one. That's double team coverage. That ball is almost intercepted and incomplete. That wasn't such a good decision. Ty Strelo drew double coverage downfield. So Ty's chances of catching that, not too good. The Evergreens will have to punt. ...11:47 to play in the first half. Appleton North leads 3-0, and they're about to get the ball back. I guess what you're a little concerned about is that North has driven with the ball both times. Evergreen's defense toughened up closer to their goal line. Here's the snap. Evergreens this time indeed are kicking. This is a low line drive kick, and it's caught at the 25-yard line. It is returnable, and there's room along the near side. Here goes Brendan Goymerick. He's across the 50, and there's going to be a penalty for, I think, a late hit out of bounds, too. Brought the ball down to the 45-yard line in Everest territory, and I think we're going to add more yardage onto this. Officials will huddle up, and we will wait for an indication. If this penalty is against the Evergreens, this is going to be a very short field. It was one of the few poor punts this season from the Evergreens. Still waiting for a preliminary indication on what the penalty is. And I think it's going to be a late hit out of bounds. But we would appreciate it if the white hat would tell us. Personal foul against the Evergreens. Sorry to say that I saw that correct. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs, a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DuVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and the law firm of Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Everythingevergreens.com. The penalty moves the ball to the 30-yard line. Short field here. And pass to the end zone off the hands of the intended receiver. That came in too hot, and Isaiah Gonzalez was unable to hold it. That's a slant where the receiver had the right position, and Matthew Shekelman needed a little more touch on that pass. Zipped it in there and bounces right off his receiver. Second and 10. Evergreens did themselves no favors with a poor punt and then a penalty. Pass, here's a slant, complete. Breaking a tackle, 12 yards on the play into the red zone. Bo Breeling brings the ball down to the 16. Orion Bo came up and made the stop for the Evergreens. Again, this North offense seems to be all about the ball coming out quickly, quick release. Single receiver up high. Here's the snap, handoff up the middle. Met in the hole, a gain of 2 or 3 yards. Not much for Cal Martini there. Forward progress gets him 3. Evergreens making a late defensive substitution. Eli Westcott comes out for the Evergreens. Think they want an extra running back in here? Dominic Busco is in on the far side. The Lightning can pick up a first down at the 7-yard line. Here's 2nd and 7. Looking to the end zone, pass instead goes underneath. That's the big fullback who is strung out and down at the 10-yard line. He gains 3 or 4 yards. Cal Martini. So Martini can run and can catch. Third and three coming up on the 5-yard short pass. Martini was a secondary receiver there. That play was supposed to go into the end zone. North leads 3-0, and they're looking to build on it. Two receivers to the far wide side of the field. Got twins short, too. Fake the handoff. No, it is Martini. Carries the ball. Bent back by the Evergreens. Got him right in the hole and threw him backwards. No gain. Fourth down comes up. This will be fourth and four. And the Lightning, again, are going to opt for a field goal. So the Evergreens sniff out the run up the middle and turn back Cal Martini. It was a 25-yard field goal before. This is a 26-yard try here. Brady Frantall is the kicker. Quarterback holds. Here's the snap. Kick to the uprights, tumbling just over the crossbar. Good. Well, it's still a one-score game, boys. Back-to-back field goals in the first quarter. And in the second quarter, and Appleton North leads 6-0. Evergreens get the ball back. 9:23 to play until halftime. We're back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Everybody knows good things come in fours. Take a large quattro from Little Caesars. Four sections of classic Italian flavors on one tasty pizza. For only $7, it's a pizza for everyone. Section one, pepperoni. Section two, Italian sausage and pepperoni. Section three, Italian sausage and bruschetta. Section four, classic cheese. Two slices for each section and all sprinkled with garlic herb seasoning. Now, doesn't that sound delicious? The quattro, there's nothing like it. Only $7 at participating Little Caesars locations, plus tax where applicable.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back. Lightning 6, Evergreens nothing. Evergreens are dangerous on these kickoff returns, and Brady Frantall to kick. To either Chris Tilton or Ty Strelo, here it comes. Line drive kick, Strelo from his 5-yard line, got the wedge right up the middle. Burst of speed here, dances in the hole, and gets out to the 24-yard line. Evergreens have moved the ball all right. Evergreens have yet to pierce the red zone. Football is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Evergreen's passing game has yet to get going, but, I mean, the mobility of the Everest quarterback, Ethan Ostrowski, always has to be respected. He can call his own number, pick it out to the flat. First and 10 here at the 24-yard line. Some misdirection, a handoff up the middle. There's a hole, and the Evergreens get 6, 7, 8 yards. Delton Zuliger between the tackles on first down. Evergreens use some misdirection. Fake that handoff to the fullback, and it was Zuliger that had it. See if the Evergreens want to take a shot downfield here. Under 9 minutes to play until halftime. North has twice driven the ball into the red zone, but field goals both times. Second and short, and the Evergreens will play this conservatively. A handoff again between the tackles, and Delton Zuliger is the workhorse there, has 4 yards and a first down. And that's very much been the character of the Evergreens team so far. Kind of methodical. The Evergreens really have limited themselves for big plays because, again, second and one, second and two, you could take a shot downfield. Instead, the Evergreens wanted the running play and got the first down. They got what they wanted out of that, though. It's first and 10, new set of downs. Again, handoff up the middle. There's a seam there. Zuliger gets through it quickly, and he's got another 7 or 8 yards on first down. Evergreen's offensive line won the battle up front there. It's nice blocking. Evergreen sprung that quickly. Aiden Chacon with the key block. So again, it is second and short. Ball moves out to the 45-yard line. Ostrowski from the pistol. Zuliger stays in as the back right next to his quarterback, and Ty Strelo across the formation, fake to Strelo, fumble. Loose on the field, the Evergreens have covered it up. Delton Zuliger fell on the ball. Evergreens wanted to fake the jet sweep, and I think that was intended for Zuliger anyway. The Evergreens have not turned the ball over all season. They recover that fumble there and go 1 yard backwards. Third down. Third and about 2.5. Hallenbach and Tilton are the receivers up high. Strelo down low. Zuliger's the running back next to Ostrowski from the pistol. Gets the ball to his own 40. He will pass here underneath, slanting. That's caught. Caught down at the knees at the 50-yard line. A short pass underneath. It is a first down. And Chris Tilton with the reception. Tilton did a nice job to cradle that low and difficult throw. It's a gain of 5 and right at midfield, first down. Six and a half to play until halftime. Lightning 6, Evergreens nothing. The Evergreens, though, were a much tougher opponent for this Appleton North team than they were a year ago. Handoff, contact in the backfield. Negative yardage there. Colby Schmidt carries and lost 2. Well, I mean, you think if more of the linebackers are going to creep forward to stop the run, the Evergreens, I would think, are going to have a one-on-one matchup somewhere when they have 3 and 4 receivers on the field. And the Evergreens are going to want to take that shot down the field. This is the first time all night the Evergreens have been behind the sticks, 2nd and 12. 2 receivers to the near, wide side of the field. That's Tilton and Strela. The Evergreens fake the handoff. Ostrowski calls his own number. He is tripped from behind and falls forward for 2 or 3 yards. 3rd and 10. Not sure if he tripped over his own lineman or if one of the Appleton North linemen just got him down around the ankles or below the knees. 3rd down, 10 to go. So this is the spot the Evergreens kind of want to avoid. This is an obvious passing situation. Hallenbach, Tilton, and Strelo all on the near side. Bidenkowski's the single receiver up high. 3-step drop, late blitz comes. Ostrowski rolls out, steps back, dodges one defender, lunges forward, and it's intercepted. He was falling down as he lofted that ball. It's going to be run up the sidelines for a touchdown. Braden Gomerick, and Ostrowski is slow getting up off the field, too. It's the first bad decision all year for Ethan Ostrowski. He threw that ball as he was being hit. He was falling backwards. So the ball didn't have any velocity on it, and able to come right in front of it was Braden Gomerick, and he brought it back for a touchdown. It is a 55-yard interception brought back for a touchdown, a pick six. Brady Frantall out to try the extra point. 12-0 now with a PAT try coming, which is up and good, 13-0. Well, against the good teams, those mistakes are the things that burn you. Again, it's 3rd and 10 on that play, so it's an obvious passing situation. It's the kind of spot that you want to keep your quarterback out of. One of those spots where, you know, in your perfect 20-20 hindsight, you want to eat the ball or tuck it and run. 13-0 now. The Evergreens will get the ball right back on the ensuing kickoff. We are sponsored by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union. Construction loans, too. We finance fun. Braden Gomerick, we've called his name a lot. He's active on defense.
And Brady Frantall on kick for Appleton North.
To me, now there's more pressure that shifts towards the Evergreens. Got to have something to show for this first half. Again, this is a team that beat Everest 55-0 a year ago. Evergreens trail 13-0 now. Frantall to kick off. Going to be back near the goal line, but returnable. Here comes Chris Tilton, blocking up the middle. Tilton spins away from one tackle, but not from the second. He's out across the 20 to the 21-yard line. And while the Evergreens have a lot of speed on these kickoff returns, Appleton North has been solid on special teams, too. Evergreens have not gotten much. Football tonight brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Fall hunting trip. Stop in at Baseman's on Wausau's west side. Your home for warm and dry. Timberland, Rocky, and Lacrosse Boots at Baseman's, a trusted name for 80 years. Well, Ethan Ostrowski gets to go right back on the horse after throwing a pick six his last time. Just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. First and 10. Fake the handoff. Ostrowski keeps it himself. He does not get the corner. It is strung out. Second effort gets him a yard. Appleton North's defensive line won the battle there and had some penetration on the side of the field, but it just so happened Ostrowski was going to. That second effort got him 2 yards. Here at Steam Stadium at halftime, the youth football teams will be introduced on the field. The D.C. Everest Marching Band will be performing, and the D.C. Everest Dance Team. Back at our Fox Sports studios, Liz Holbrook will have our first half scores. And an interview with Scott Rasmussen, Everest strength and conditioning coach. Here's a handoff, met in the backfield, minus two, Delton Zuliger. Backwards for the Evergreens, here comes another third and 10. Tell you what, if the Evergreens don't pick this up and have to punt, it'd be a lousy time for a three and out, and the Evergreens really cannot give up more points in the first half. Evergreens need to keep this at 13-0. Clock continues to run, 3:45. So, I mean, if the Evergreens don't pick up this third and 10, North gets the ball, has all three timeouts, and has a lot of time to work with. So this is a big play to keep this a manageable deficit. Twins to either side, design rollout. Backside pursuit. Ostrowski thinks about running, throws underneath, caught by Ty Strelo. First down, Evergreens. Strelo right across the pattern. I'm not even sure if Ty was the intended receiver there. That ball may have been intended for Hallenbach further down the field. Strelo cutting across the pattern, grabbed it, snatched it right out of thin air. Moves the ball out to the 36-yard line. First down, Evergreens. Gain of 15. Keeps the drive alive. Under 3 minutes to play. And again, the Evergreens have lots of time to work with, too. 3 minutes and all of their timeouts. Here's Ethan Ostrowski, designed rollout. Backside pursuit. Ostrowski's got to get rid of this quickly. Coming back to the ball. Hallenbach and dives forward. He's got 9 or 10 yards. Hallenbach's first reception. They'll spot him just short. A gain of 9 on the completion to the 45-yard line. Again, at halftime, if you're listening on AM 1390 and FM 93.9, Scott Rasmussen is the brand new full-time strength and conditioning coach for the Everest Athletic Department. And he's a good talker, too. A fun interview coming up, which is also podcast at everythingevergreens.com. Second and 2, handoff up the middle. Zuliger busts one through the middle. He's across the 50 and down to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 9. Evergreens have played conservative on these short yardage situations, but that time, nice gain between the tackles. Evergreens are marching down to the 44-yard line there in North territory. If the Evergreens get some points before halftime, things get interesting for the second half. Tilton and Strelo spread out to the near side. New set of downs for the Evergreens. Design rollout. Ostrowski's got a blocker in front of him. He's going to get the corner. He's across the 40 and down to the 35-yard line. Gain of 9 on first down. And the Evergreens will take a timeout here on second and short. Ostrowski, you could tell, not only did he get the corner, but he had a lead blocker. He had his running back, Zuliger, leading the way. So the Evergreens will spend the first of their timeouts here. Marching now. Evergreens' best drive of the game. Unfortunately, it came after a pick six, and the Evergreens find themselves trailing 13-0. No panic in this Everest team. The Evergreens just want to get some points, make the deficit manageable at halftime, and live to fight again in quarters 3 and 4. Now this message: there are two types of students at every high school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from our sister station, WIFC. Brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union and the Kasura Kids Foundation and this Midwest Communication Station. See if the Evergreens want to dial up something here on second and 1. They've got the ball down to the 35-yard line. Again, this, from this part of the field, is four down territory, so you got three chances to pick up the 1 yard. And the Evergreens are going to spread things out. Two receivers down low, two up high. Pistol for Ostrowski. And the Evergreens, again, handed off, got the first down. Ball security across the 30 and down to the 29-yard line, Brendan Neitzel. 90 seconds to play in the half. The clock stops momentarily while the chains are moved and now winds again. First and 10. Late defensive substitution for the Lightning. And again, it's a four-receiver package. They've got extra men on the field. The Evergreens are going to get 5 yards. No, the Lightning called timeout. You know what? The penalty should still be assessed there. The Evergreens snapped the ball. They had 12 on the field. Instead, the Lightning are being granted a timeout, which should have cost them 5 yards. The Evergreens had their quarterback in the pistol, and the ball was snapped when a late timeout was granted, and that 12th player was not off the field yet. It's a break for North. Instead, after this Appleton North timeout, we will replay first and 10. The only touchdown comes on an interception that was brought back 55 yards. Neither of these offenses have put the ball in the end zone. North has gotten the ball in the red zone three times. They went on fourth down and failed and decided on two field goals. Once they got down to the 8, kicked a 25-yard field goal. Then they got down to the 10, kicked a 26-yard field goal. It was 6-0 until a pick six. Bad choice by Ethan Ostrowski as he was being hit, falling backwards, threw anyway, and Braden Gomerick, linebacker, came up and intercepted it. Scooted right down the sideline for a touchdown. Timeout is over. 1:19 to play in the half. So the Evergreens have all the time in the world with two timeouts still in their pocket. First and 10 from the 29. A three-step drop pass. Now some pressure throwing to one-on-one coverage to Hallenbeck. Caught it at the goal line. Falls in. Touchdown, Evergreens! And a late penalty comes in. Late flag at the side of the reception. There may be a personal foul after this. The officials are huddling. I believe that one of the players landed on Hallenbeck after he had caught the ball and the play was over. So the Evergreens may be running this point after try from half the distance, from the 1.5 instead of the 3. I believe the touchdown is going to stand. And if it does, it's a 29-yard reception by Hallenbeck, who came back to that ball and then fell into the end zone after receiving it. And again, we are waiting for an indication from the officials on what the penalty is. It's against Appleton North. The touchdown's going to stand. Yeah, I think it's a late hit after the reception. It's going to be called pass interference. That Hallenbeck, apparently there was some hand play there as Hallenbeck was coming back. Touchdown stands. Evergreens are on the board. And Bryce Morris is out for a regular PAT. 13-6 now. Morris is a perfect 5-for-5 on his PAT so far this season. Not to jinx our junior kicker. Just what the Evergreens needed late in the first half. 29-yard touchdown pass, Ostrowski to Brian Hallenbeck. Extra point try here. Here's the snap. Ball is down to the uprights. Split them right through. 13-7 is our new score. Which means the pick six is the difference in the game right now. So that interception brought back looms large. Ostrowski to Hallenbeck gets the Evergreens on the board. Hallenbeck's got two receptions in the first half. .113 left in the first half. So the Evergreens have fought back to make this a one-score game. And of course, to be Captain Obvious for a moment, the Evergreens defense will not want to give up points here late in the first half against an Appleton North team that is willing to throw the football and is kind of downfield oriented. They are assessing the penalty off the pass interference penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. So the Evergreens are going to kick off from the north 45-yard line. And what we're asking for Alex Schuster here is probably just to boom this ball through the end zone, put the ball at the 20-yard line, and make Appleton North drive a full 80 yards. So again, this is a 15-yard penalty after a pass interference on the touchdown. It's a line drive that almost hits the bottom part of the goalpost. So that's what the Evergreens wanted. And the Lightning will have 1:13 to operate with. First and 10. Again, at halftime here, the DC Everest marching band in their spiffy new uniforms. And the DC Everest dance team will entertain as well. And the youth football teams will be introduced. That's 1:13 from now. First and 10, Lightning, after allowing a touchdown. It's a handoff to the fullback. Gets a block, gets 10, 15 yards, and tumbles into the Everest bench. No late hit there. Cal Martini on first down gets 13 yards. The Appleton North bench, all the way on the other side of the field, was wondering if that was a late hit. It was not. Martini was tripped up and was losing his balance as he tumbled into the Everest bench. He did get out of bounds, which stops the clock at 1:06 to play in the half. Schuster, handoff again to Martini. He's across the 40. He stays in bounds this time. He's got 7 on first down. Out to the 42-yard line. Under a minute. Clock continues to run. Stayed inbounds, and there's no first down there. So 50, 49, 48. Huddling up again, quickly to call this play at the line of scrimmage. To Martini again. He is kept inbounds. He does have a first down to the 45-yard line. Martini gains 4. Clock continues to move. 30 seconds left in the half, and now Appleton North will spend one of their timeouts. They'll have one remaining. Our football coverage is brought to you tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. Injured? Why wait till tomorrow? You can see an orthopedic specialist today at one of our walk-in locations, Medford, Plover, or Wausau, Monday through Friday, Saturdays in Wausau, and online at bonejoint.net. That's the Bone and Joint Center. I'm Chris Conley. 13-7, Evergreens trail the Lightning. Got 30 seconds left in the half, and the Lightning have moved the ball out to the 45-yard line. And they can stop the clock once more. So this drive started back at the 20. Move the ball 25 yards. Game 2 of our Fox Sports doubleheader should be another one competitive just like this. Wausau East at Mosinee. Those Lumberjacks are off to a 2-0 start, and they could take another tonight. Timeout's over. First and 10 from their own 45, and now we've got a whistle. What's this about? Officials timeout. For what? Someone on the field down at the other end? Not sure. It will stay a mystery. Now the ball is marked ready for play. At some point, North's going to take a shot downfield, fake the jet sweep, and hand it off. It was a jet sweep to the outside. Carrying that was Kyle Funky. And North is going to take its final timeout with 24 seconds left. Funky did not get the corner, did not get out of bounds, and did not get a first down. So the clock was going to continue to run. And North instead will take their final timeout with the ball at the 49-yard line. I think their quarterback, Matthew Schlickelman, is a strong enough arm that he can probably heave this ball towards the end zone. The problem is, though, anything that is inbounds, the clock would continue to run. No more timeouts left for these Lightning. So, I mean, you almost need to take shots towards the end zone. Tackled inbounds for a first down, the clock would stop momentarily. Probably not enough time to get the kicking unit on if you want to try another field goal. So I think what the Evergreens are going to have to defend against is Hail Mary chances here. 24 seconds left until halftime, and the ball sits right at the midfield stripe. Evergreens have defensive backs that are playing 25 yards off the ball. Pass underneath, complete. Quarterback took a big hit after dumping this off to the near side. He's across the 25 to the, well, it's down to the 30-yard line. The clock will stop briefly with 13 seconds left, and once the chains move, the clock is going to start up again. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. Going to spike the ball here? Yes. Stops the clock with 9 seconds left. And from the 33-yard line, I guess they'll get a shot at the end zone here. Boy, would it be demoralizing if Everest gives up points. And again, from here, with 9 seconds and no timeouts, you could try something towards the sideline, get out of bounds, and try a field goal. And now the Evergreens want a timeout. Evergreens just want to make sure they have their defensive alignment. What the Evergreens want to do here is keep everything short of the goal line and in the field of play, and then Everest will get to the locker room, trailing by 6 points. Everest dance team looked great on opening night. Going to entertain us again at halftime. Marching band had the white and green uniforms a year ago and now has black and green with white trim. The marching band raised the money for their uniforms by selling mattresses. I went into one of the basketball games, and they have a sign out in front of the marching band while they're playing as a pep band, and it says, mattress sale. At first, I thought it was a joke. Joe Finnegan had to come over to me and said, yes, we're really selling mattresses this weekend, and raised a lot of money to buy the new uniforms for the marching band. So we will see them march on the field at halftime here at Steam Stadium. Timeout is over. 9 seconds left in the half. Second and 10 for the Lightning at the 33-yard line. Shekelman looks to pass. A slant, complete near the 10-yard line. Can't get out of bounds, though. Down with 2 seconds left. Clock will stop for a moment. Pass was complete to Funky down to the 11-yard line. The clock is going to run as soon as the chains are in place. They're not going to be able to get another playoff, I don't think. Clock is running now. It is halftime. They won't get another snap off. Half is over. We're going to go to the locker room, even though Appleton North is going to claim that they stopped the clock in time. We have zeros on the clock. The half is over. I mean, with the player staying inbounds, the clock is running as soon as the chains are in place. The officials cannot possibly give them another play here. Nope. White hat just indicates half over. Well, this is a big change from when these teams met last year, when the second half was kind of non-competitive football. Evergreens are hanging tough against Appleton North. Our halftime score, Lightning 13, Evergreens 7. North gets the ball to start the second half. Liz Holbrook is back in our Fox Sports studio. She'll give you the halftime scores that we have from around central Wisconsin. Scott Rasmussen, DC Everest strength and conditioning coach, will be my halftime guest. And if you're here at the stadium and listening to your radio live here at Steam Stadium, the interview is also podcast at our website, everythingevergreens.com. Halftime score, Appleton North 13, DC Everest 7 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.